This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Emergency federal money has helped thousands of struggling families pay the rent during the pandemic. But Denverite's Kyle Harris reports funding is running out and state and local programs are shutting down.
Colorado will quit accepting new applications for emergency rental assistance after November 15th. Current program participants will continue to receive support, and previously submitted applications will be processed until funds have been dispersed. Federally funded emergency programs in Denver, Larimer, and Boulder counties will continue to operate for now, but will also wind down as funding ends. Housing advocates worry fewer rental assistance dollars could mean more evictions. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A group of Colorado's congressional members are calling for an independent investigation into the death of a Nicaraguan man at an ICE facility in Aurora. Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza died earlier this month while waiting to be removed from the country. Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have sent a letter to the Inspector General regarding poor conditions at the private detention center. A class action lawsuit alleging forced labor and unjust conditions at the facility has also been filed. The Fox Theater in Boulder will be inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame next month. The Fox opened in 1992 on the hill near the University of Colorado in the nearly 100-year-old building that has been a dance hall, a movie theater, and more. This is CPR and KRCC.